Just say something so I see if I've got the level okay.
All right, we'll try that now.
What? Can you talk? If you just talk towards that a little bit.
All right. Okay, now.
That's good.
You got her?
Go ahead. Now, what was that story? It was about your grandfather.
Well, my grandfather, when they had the Civil War, why, the Yankees and the rebels was fighting one another, you know. And when one would get hurt close where he lived, he'd take him in and take care of him till he got straightened up and get out. And so the other side found it out. I reckon that was the Yankees. I think he was aiding he'd aid either one of them, but anyhow, they caught him doing that. So they made him walk to Virginia and sign an oath that he wouldn't take care of no more of them people. So when they come back home the next day or so, whenever they got back, why, they found out that he was a fiddler during the time, and they told him, they wanted him to play a tune that he didn't know no name for. So he played what they call a soldier's joy now, and the soldiers danced and carried on there all night, and drunk, I reckon, or whatever. But anyhow, they called it the soldier's joy. Now, that's what my older sister told me, that she'd heard all her life, and she'd be up 100 years old or close it now. But anyhow, that's the way they tell me that the name got for the soldier's joy. And he lived in this community there where there's fighting, and one of them got it in for the other one. And he had done something wrong, and the other side burnt his house. And he got 40 of his furniture out, and he moved under the side of a rock, big rock, and sided it up with what lumber he could find around, and he lived there till he got him a house built. But the soldiers built his burned his house. So I don't know which side was burned his house, but they burned his house. And after he got his log house built, he moved into it, and then that rock fell in. Next day or so after that happened, I've heard this all my life. Of course, that was before my time, but my dad and all people told me this, that the rock fell, a big piece of that rock fell right where they lived next day after he moved out. But anyhow, they had it pretty tough during the war, because he was a fellow that always tried to help people in need. And so then a few years later, he were over to Sutton to pay his taxes, and he was walking back, and walked through the woodland, because there's paths all through the woods where you take near cuts, you know, get there quicker. And he laid down to get him a drink of water, and when he raised up, he was stone blind. And he said he had to crawl to try to get to where he'd get some help. He followed the path till he got some help to get home. But he never could see after then. But he wouldn't play the fiddle after then either. Hardly played one or two tunes for my dad's all he'd ever play. But it was pretty rough on him.
What was your grandfather's name?
His name was... just a minute. My grandfather's name was Nels, but this my great-grandfather is the one that I'm trying to tell you about. And his name was Smitty. Smitty Wine.
Do you know where did he live?
He lived on Triplets Run. That's just about 4 miles above Burnsville, or five. On a little canoe, a little prong went off.
Would that be anywhere near Bulltown, where they had all the...
Yeah, it's just below Bulltown a little ways. About halfway between Burnsville and Bulltown, I'd say.
Do you ever hear any stories about all the fighting that went on in Bulltown?
Yeah, I heard some of it when I was growing up. There was one fellow there that he kind of was a messenger for one side. I don't know which side, but anyhow, they called him Sam Heyman. And they caught him carrying messages for one or t'other side. I don't know which side. And they caught him and that, and they made him dance on a rock till the sweat ran off of his fingernails. Hot, just that hot, and he just made him dance like that. Now, I've heard this, I don't know. I'm satisfied these things happen. Made my grandfather stand in the corner of their house. He was just about 10 years old. But they made him stand in the corner of my great-grandfather's house with his face right against the corner for I don't know how many hours. That's over helping somebody else. Yeah, I've plowed up. I used to farm that land up in there some. And where I plowed for corn and stuff, you could find arrows and things for the Indians used. A lot of things you found. I plowed up and found. I had fellas come from Burnsville up there and hunt for days just where I'd plowed. Picking up stuff like that, old things. I've got a picture of in a paper here of one of the picks they found up there. And it's really a nice looking thing. I'll show it to you directly.
Are there Civil War things at all that happened? I'm kind of...
I'd like to just think of them, but...
What?
You know, a fella forgets. Oh, yeah. I mean, you just forget things that I've heard down through the years about the war.
Do you know, did anybody in your family take to one side or the other?
I don't believe they did. They helped, they was good to both sides. They didn't really take. If anything, I think they'd have been Yankees, what they call the Yankees. I think a lot of them did, a lot of the people did. I know a guy, I don't know what he means, but a lot of times he called people Yankees and things like that. I've been places and played the fiddle when they didn't like for you to play certain tunes, you know. If he was marching through Georgie or some of them pieces, they didn't like to hear it. I guess that was the opposite side. I don't know what, but anyhow. Or Dixieland, there was a lot of places, that's for both sides. One was through Georgie and the other was Dixieland. Them two fiddle tunes. Well, there's songs, but anyhow, I could play them. I don't play them much anymore.
About your grandfather, it was your great-grandfather that they marched to Virginia?
Yeah.
So that would have probably been the rebels marching to Virginia.
Yeah, I'd think so. I don't know which ones it was, really. It was the Yankees or the rebels, but one or t'other of them. I don't know which one burned his house, but they burned his house. Then it's when he had to get his stuff moved under a big rock. And then... until he got him a log house built.
So they probably thought he was helping the Yankees.
Yeah. He wasn't doing nothing to help them, only he was just helping the people who was hurt. That's the way I was always told. He was just helping some of the people who got shot or something hurt, you know, real bad. And he'd take them in and take care of them until they got straightened up like you go. But anyhow, he got in trouble over it. He had a big family, I think. We counted about 10 or 11 of the kids, and there might have been some I didn't remember.
Anybody, or do you know of any other Civil War stories that any old people around here would know? or anything happened to any families around here that somebody might know about?
Now the old Browns. The old Browns, some of them, if I could think of some of them as living. But I don't know of any of them boys that's a living. Now, they would know a lot about it. Because their dad come in here and he just took half that country up through there. He just survey him off a bunch and pay for it. And that's the way they got so much of that land up from Burnsville towards Falls. But then he got a lot of land, and then he worked a lot of people. I reckon he worked from daylight till dark, from the sun up till sundown. That's the way they worked. And now some of them would know a lot of them old things. This fellow that brought me the fiddle, that guy that brought me that old fiddle, now, he was, if he's living, he could tell you a lot of them.
Say that again.
I say my grandparents was right in the middle of that fighting around Bulltown. They lived right in that section, and they was right in it, coming and going. Kearns and the Stonikers lived in there too. There's some people I knew when I was young, when they was living. They're all gone now. If I could just think, there are some people around you that could tell you a lot more of these stories than facts. They're not stories, they're facts of what happened.